Okay, so we can go. The first item is a discussion about the activity and the fiscal report from Florian.
Yes. So.
Florian.
Okay, so I sent you a chunk of documents and some hopefully not too confusing details. So basically, and I think we can speak out the numbers in public. The number we currently have to plan in retrospectively from January the 1st is 814K. And that needs to include the recurring costs, which is on the planning sheet in Google Doc for 2016, the project costs, and next to that we have 80, 90K that we keep from the previous year in projects, which you find in the projects sheet. That's basically the sum. What we have to do is to decide, obviously, on the recurring costs, most of which is factored in already. There is, I think, just for infra and for travel or something like that, I need to update the numbers, but most of the data is in it, and where there are comments or questions, I added that. Some of them I won't read out in public, but there is a, we can go through that in a private call. For the projects, we have a couple of previously approved projects. Some of them might not work out. I added comments on that. Maybe also for the details, defer to the private call. For the others, I've updated the status as to where they stand, and what we have to do essentially is to decide which projects to keep, which projects to drop, and what new projects to add. For the latter one, and that's my closing sentence, so to speak, for that, we have the community budget proposals. I will send them out to the public then later today or tomorrow morning. And basically, we have to come up with a list of recurring costs and project costs that matches this number retrospectively from January the 1st. That's what we have to do.
So I'm still trying to find the budget. Florian, I've stopped minuting because I'm still trying to find the sheet. Where is it?
Let me paste to RSC. It's
can
in one of.
Can you use the pad?
Yes, I can. Perhaps. Give me a second.
Project 2016 draft, that one.
There are three links. Let me quickly post. Just get.
I'm looking at TDF budget draft. Is that the one I'm supposed to look at?
Yes.
Yes, right. Project 2016 draft. I have.
A second. So I add it to the pad.
Good. And I have Anonymous Chipmunk and Norbert in it and no one else. I'm glad Norbert is watching, but
So basically, if you're interested, the 2016 draft and the community budget proposals, the 2015 is merely for reference. And the plan is to have a final budget well, within 2 weeks, that's what we should do.
Okay, so like last year, it's important to notice that this is the filing for tax purposes. So the thing is to show the taxman that we're on top of a budget and we will fulfill the mandate of spending the money in a timely fashion. In other words, that those numbers are to give an ID to the authorities what we're doing with the money. This is not a binding document, to the extent that at the end of the day, as long as you spend the money within the frame of the law, we're fine. This is just to give an idea of where the money is going. It has to be somewhat reasonable, but it's not because we voted a specific amount on this sheet that it becomes we have to abide by it. Okay?
Exactly, sir.
Hopefully the minute catches up. Good. So, 1 million euros in the account, 1.1 million euros in the account, as of the end of last year.
No, that's as of a week ago.
Right.
Yeah, but the line item says as of 2016-12-31 in the 2015 budget. It's the overview.
I'm looking at the 2016 draft budget and you say as
2016, oh, okay.
March 24th, it was 1 million
in, 01.
In the account.
I guess that the important number is what we have to spend, what you have in the minutes is 840K from January on, and plus from projects that we have created last year, which is on the, let's take the 2016 sheet, on the project sheet, there is 82K left, so that's what we have on top in case we don't dissolve those projects. So 840K for new projects and all recurring costs, plus those 82K from previously approved and created projects. That's the number currently we plan with.
Okay.
So, and the recurring budget doesn't contain any, it's just a recurring already spent budget. For infra, for instance, there is no no budget for it in that number, the recurring one. And we already spent some money, so that's part of the 82. So I guess the first step would be to look at what was planned in 2015 and either partially spent or didn't spend at all, and decide if we want to keep it on the book because we intend to continue try spending it, or we decide to scrap it and put it back in the bucket to reallocate for something else. Then we'll have the bucket in question, and then we can decide how we want to allocate that between the different based on the different requests we have and stuff like that.
Right, and at least for the details, my proposal would be to have them, at least for controversial ones in a private call, there are some items where it's a bit doubtful or they might be tendered, so that should maybe be shifted to a private call, to the following private call. That's my take, but...
Sounds reasonable. So what do you want us to approve in the public call then, Florian? There's some concern that we should approve something. And this is a very formal meeting and stuff.
No, no, today is my formal meeting. The formal meeting is in 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, we need to have the final budget. So I'd like, you know, to introduce the idea so people can brainstorm with another meeting in a week. And then hopefully agree on something by 2 weeks. Yeah.
Do you think a meeting every week is really enough? I think we should be maybe having two or three.
You're pulling my legs, Robin. I don't know.
You spotted it.
Right. Good. So what are we looking at? What do you want us to do now, Florian? What is the next thing here?
Yes, so
tell us what to do. Robert?
Sorry? Robert?
What's that?
How do we move through this agenda and make progress here? What do we need to do? There's a discussion here for the reports. We're happy with the numbers, Florian. There's no uncertainty about the numbers, and the ones we're filing are last year's. Is that right? So we're filing the TDF budget 2015.
No, we need to file the 2016 one. The 2015 one is dealt with. That's what we had filed previously, and I've updated numbers to reflect what was actually done. And what we have to file is January 1st, 2016, up to including December 31st, 2016.
Okay.
So this is not a filing of what we did. It's the filing to show the authority that what we're going to do.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay. Because for the other one, it's the accountant that produced it and filed it. There is no voting on it. It's what it is. This is the prospective one, which is the one where we have latitude to decide how we can allocate money, and the authority wants to see how we intend to allocate money, roughly.
So what is the sum of all the community proposals, Florian? What is the lot? There are some tables here at the top.
Well, that's exactly where that stood in, to some extent. Today, in this paper, you have what we voted on last time, stuff that are that have already been filed last year in the same document with the authority that we plan to spend, that spent to some extent, or maybe not all of it. And those items, we need to decide whether we want to keep them there, or we decide that, no, they're not going to go anywhere, or readjust the amount. Then there is the one we approved after we last filed. A lot of those are currently being tendered and being worked through, and so we have to make sure those numbers are right. And with the adjustment, what we drop, what we adjust, that leaves us a certain amount, which is basically the discretionary spending we have to claim allocation for, and that's what we have to reconcile with the requests we receive.
Okay.
So what, from my point of view, what the next action items would be, that people go to the 2016, not 2015 is just for reference, the 2016 Google Doc that's linked in the pad, and have a look at the proposal, I think, for at least for this recurring cost that we factor in for 1 year, that should be mostly uncontroversial. There are one or two rows that we talk about later in the meeting, but otherwise the sums should be mostly uncontroversial, and go to that, see if there are questions, if there are additions to that. The most interesting part is for the project. If we look at the project sheet, again, for 2016, we have filed 6 projects last year, out of which roughly 50% of the filed cost has been spent. And at least I'm, and that's also Poodle Mottstrap are two items on the agenda, I'm doubtful whether we will do all of them or whether the sums match. So we should reach agreement which projects out of those we have filed with the sums we have filed we will continue or which ones we will drop. And then also see what we could fund from the community project, because we have a lot of plans. Some of them I think will not happen. For example, for Mottstrap, the sum, if we do everything, is much higher. For Android, it's doubtful how or whether we will proceed. So that needs cleaning up to decide whether we want to continue with that. And then there's a couple of other projects that we just can add to the list, to the official filing. That's this the second half of the project sheet, further approved projects, things that have been approved but are out of filing that we could add to the filing, and then build something out of the community proposals to come up with a list of the things that we want to do. That's my roadmap.
With regard to the wish list that we receive and compile, there's a few things to note. First, some of them are redundant with already planned budget. Like some of them is a request for funding to go to the LibreOffice conference, which we already have money set aside for that. I'm sorry. And almost all of them fall in the two travel category of the marketing or community. And my advice would be to just allocate those two budget as a big bucket and not necessarily go through each and every one of those requests for the budget purposes and to say yes or no to each individual request.
Yes. My concern with that, though, is that if the Indians really want to do this and it seems sensible and they've got money for it, that it then all gets spent on hats, you know, for the conference or something. You know, it's just nice for them to be able to plan against knowing that that's there, presumably.
We may not have the money to say yes to everything, and so after that, the prioritization, for instance, in the marketing budget, the priority of what needs to go there and what's reasonable and what's maybe you want to delegate that to marketing people that actually, you know, presumably know which one is the best to go. But that's why I didn't want to go to the long. The whole point of making a marketing budget and community budget was to avoid the board doing those kind of macro
decisions. Yeah. Fair enough. But I would still like people to be sure that if they have an event in a year's time, just because it's at the end of the year doesn't mean it's going to hit the empty budget and da da da. You know, that there is actually some discipline and planning there.
What I would do is to file big buckets and leave it to the budget authorizers, but as a notion or as a hint to add what was filed, so there's some priority and it doesn't get spent to one specific country or whatever. But indeed, I would not file each and every country that gets tedious and is not required. File a big bucket for marketing, for community, and then we have an internal note, internal as in not officially filed, for those responsible for the budget to allocate responsibly according to the proposals we received before.
Yes, I just think it would be the case where
from a privacy perspective, you definitely don't want to file the individual line item where somebody in some country asked you for $453 to get to this place. You don't want that in an official filing with Berlin.
Yeah, of course, that's ridiculous. But I think if you're handing 100,000 euros to someone, it's reasonable to ask them to plan how it's going to be spent. And
how about this? Taking the line items that we have from the community requests and put them in the two buckets, community and marketing, have approvers for these two buckets, and then hand the list of the line items to these approvers so that they can mark off whatever is on the list and so that they still have an overview what is still expected from them for the rest of the year. And they can travel around in that, but it's the job of the marketing approvers or community approvers to then prioritize or drop items or whatever.
I'm fine as long as there's some reasonable process around it. It doesn't worry me. But I just worry the overspent budget and the end of the year, the Shaggy Dog story, and the, you know.
Yeah, right.
I've been there before, right?
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow.
Maybe to move... Yep, to move this forward, I'm not sure what we plan to do during this call, but if that's fine for you, Norbert, what we could do that you and me go to that, we have done this last year, update a bit, make proposals based on a community budget, share with the board, so everybody has a fair chance of looking at what's currently in the sheet and what we could make out of that. Does that sound sensible for proceeding, or what do you think? Norbert?
Sorry?
I was proposing to move this forward. We have the sheet in its current form, and what I would offer to the board is, if you're up to it, as we have done it the year before, that we talk on the phone one-on-one, go through the items, make a proposal based on the current sheet, what we think is realistic, is not realistic, and come up with a updated sheet that could be a basis for filing, share that with the board to make some progress. Because if we now on the phone
sure.
go through each and every line item, that might be overly tedious.
Yeah, I'm fine. I can do
and
that.
We mail it around.
My concern is that there was some degree in previous years of ranking these things, Florian, and the board had input whereby the projects were ranked. So I don't know how that fits into this whole model.
Well, because we're not gonna allocate new spending to the extent that it's just about the bucket. And the idea is to give you an idea of the size
oh,
of
yeah, yeah.
The pool of money, and then the board will decide how big of a bucket
topic.
They're going to make.
Separate topic. I'm not concerned about the bucketing. The bucketing makes sense to me. I'm concerned about the other projects, so go for it.
Okay. This is just to get that paperwork done with Berlin so they are satisfied
that
they are
that.
Not holding money.
I'm trying to move along to the next thing, which is the project. So, how are we going to rank and sort these projects out? And I think some of these community budget things do go into that. Like, there is a design and they're not all requests for whatever. There's like a font thing here. There's all sorts of good ideas. What process are we going to put in place to rank and prioritize?
The budget that Kevin talked about was... community, marketing, and others, other being anything that doesn't fit in those two categories. The community and marketing is all about traveling to different places, travel assistance, okay? So things that fall into that category should be in that bucket and let the budget owner deal with that. And for
the other things, we need a history.
We rank them and both of them like we did the year before.
Okay, but we don't have a sheet in which to do that at the moment. I don't see that. We don't have that functionality here, right?
I need to go to that list that was compiled of all the wish lists and filter out things that really belong to travel budget, either community and marketing, and extract the things that are special items that doesn't fit in that. And those are the ones that needs to be prioritized and voted
on. Florian, is that something you can do? Florian, we'll do that together. That also comes out of your... Cool.
No, but let's reconnect tomorrow and see how to distribute. I can do that. I can hand it over to Sophie. Sorry, but let's talk tomorrow and then come back to the board with some link and some email.
And Florian, it seems to me the cleanest way to decide whether to kill older items is to just re-rank them.
Fair enough as well. Basically. Might make sense. We have a couple of them where it's really unclear. Sure, why not? I mean, sounds sensible to me. Indeed. Yeah, why not? Sounds good to me.
Put them all on the same level in a single flow, and hopefully it's easy enough.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. So I have added in the comment field what I had in mind. If anybody has specific questions to one of the projects, feel free to ask any time. So, especially for those new on the board who haven't heard about the items before, I can provide feedback. Happy to do so. And ranking sounds fine to me. That makes sense. Sounds great.
I think in terms of getting that sheet up and getting the ranking done, we only got 2 weeks to get this. So it doesn't have to be a finally agreed thing, but at least it would be nice to have a ranking sooner rather than later, or at least a sheet we can put numbers in.
Yeah, I'll ring up Norbert tomorrow so we can send something rather soon and get at least a rough idea where we're heading to, hoping it's mostly uncontroversial. That sounds great, yes.
Yeah.
Second part of the report is the activity report. So talked to Italo before. He has shared already a couple of pages. And we'll send more over the course of the week. So what he told me is that out of, 40 pages, 28 have been done. There are 12 still in progress, but part of these are like top contributors, a list of the board, list of the board of trustees. He will share it with the core list as it is done. So you can have a look and give feedback and ask questions on that. We do like last year that we publish a layouted English version, the same design we had last year. Will do it for us this time with Scribus and Inkscape. So we have also an open document to work with, and Mike Koff and myself will look at the translation. So what Mike has produced so far looked quite good to me. Needs just some finishing touches. So in parallel, we will do the German version that needs filing, which is due by the end of April. So there is still time, and you all should have enough time to look into what we will publish in due time. So some bits have been sent. You will send more today or tomorrow, and the rest by the end of the week. So you can look, and if there are questions, concerns, whatever, get back to us so we can fix in time.
Just to reiterate my previous concerns, or my previous input, there is always a risk of triumphalism here. And I think we need to be emphasizing, because I think donors are a large part of our audience, and we should be emphasizing how grateful we are, donors and contributors.
Yeah, I think we had it last year in this how we spent your money part, but I will share again. Makes absolute sense to me. I hope we had this covered already last year, but it makes sense to do.
We can have a thing, but you see what I'm saying? There are several ways of phrasing everything. We spent money on this thanks to our, you know, we invested our donors' hard-earned pennies in, you know, I don't know, how you write it is, you know, there is an attitude that I think it's good to adopt as an overall framing of how we present what we do. That is not, we are amazing, we have done all this great stuff, we have done everything, because actually loads of other people did it. And you know, it was only made possible through the donations of 60,000 plus individuals. And, you know, we're deeply grateful to them. So, you know, our donors enabled us to spend all this money on whatever it was, right? Just having that drumbeat through the document, I think is very helpful.
Yeah, sounds good. Italo, do we have you in the course still? I think so.
I think somewhere is mentioned. I will have a look again. Of course, I think that we can mention this upfront in the welcome message from the chairman. From the chair, so that it's then clear, because repeating that here and there then may become a little bit not make the reading not as pleasant.
And I would agree is that somebody that read the report most of them will jump to the part that concerned them, like, you know, depending on what they do in the project or what they're interested in. And you want to make sure that wherever they jump like that, keeping most of it, they'll be reminded that we're grateful, it's thanks to them that all that is happening. Don't be shy about repeating the thanks to donor kind of thing.
Okay.
We don't want to make the text awful, Italo. I'm sure you have a beautiful text, you know. It doesn't want to be a turgid repetition of, you know, awfulness. But I still think that in the previous ones I've read, that has been something I've missed. And it's very easy to start thinking that we've done something, whereas actually, and we've all put lots in, of course. But I think we need to be crediting the people that have, you know, funded and, you know, invested in this. So yeah, this is my take.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense. Good point, Michael. Makes sense to me, indeed. Okay. Are there any further questions for this annual financial and activity report from the board for the moment?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Yep. Okay. I don't know if it would be the right moment to talk about, you know, the all about of LibreOffice product. And just to state something that, you know, we at the membership committee has required at the last meeting, and we are trying to list our, let's say, requirements or something we could need. And so we should be ready soon. But if you are interested, I already have some points to list if you wish just that.
This is for the membership committee's changes for the Baturgia stuff that we were thinking about. Is that right?
Indeed.
Cool. Okay. Have we got an estimate or a rough ballpark for that, for the funding proposal, so that we get it in the budget? That's the other concern. I don't know.
Yes, from what I understood from the last meeting, the board was asking list the requirements just to have an estimation from them for, you know, an integration of that project.
Okay.
So that's it. And so at the moment we just thought about something to some other source from which collect information, just like Puzzle, for example, you know, to track the activity of translators and LPs. And from the rest I have to find the minutes. But anyway, something, for example, I suggested is also having a form to be filled, the way that, you know, people involved in, let's say, evangelists, for example, and people talking at, you know, events and so on, they could just like sign up about their activity, and we could also provide an attachment field so that they could also provide size and, you know, materials and what they used to do to have their presentation. And that way we could have two goals, which are similar, obviously, but the first is we can track the activities, and so we are, the activity of a membership committee is eased by those informations. And also I thought that it could be useful to automatically fill the calendar, you know, the activity, the events calendar. So it may need a moderation or, you know, somebody who reviews those forms of information before being accepted and automatically published. But once somebody does that, which could be, you know, the membership committee or Italo or Sophie, that way we could have both information about the activity to track and also to fill in automatically the event calendar in the. That's what my suggestion, and there are many others, not so many at the moment, but for example, the requirement of a filter to easily and quickly find members, you know, also by the ID, the number of membership, and to immediately find information about a person, which could be, which we didn't know if in those fields that he meant and were already thought and implemented in the current project, but at least that's what we could and should need.
Sounds good to me. And that's all you want, is it, Gabriella, or are there more features then?
Sorry?
Are there more features that you need from that?
If you're interested, I've just taken a look at the moment. Just a second. But more or less, these are the most important ones. Yeah, but also Poodle and also ODF authors. you know, people anyway involved in documentation. And, okay, the research for numbers, and, yeah, more or less the point. Anyway, we provide, you know, a written list in the mailing list, a written list with all these features and all these, let's say, requirements, even if maybe not the correct wording. Anyway.
That's fine.
Okay, so thank you.
Sounds cool. It would be good to get the written list, just so post it to CDF Corp.
Sure.
We can budget for it. So I don't know, Bjorn, do you have a plan for budgeting, getting a budget ballpark for that? Or
to be honest, no, I think, at the moment we did not discuss about budgeting. I think I wouldn't be so experienced to ask how much effort is needed.
I'm just placing Bjorn on that topic because Bjorn might have some ideas. Bjorn?
The status with Viterbo is that we have an annual fee, and we're working forward with whatever we get in that time frame. So it's probably mostly a question of prioritizing whatever other features we want in the dashboard. So once the basic setup of the dashboard is there, we can look into which of these features we want to move in, or how to prioritize them.
Okay, so then product management prioritization issue then.
Yeah, mostly.
Well, we need to have a dashboard first, which we haven't finalized yet. So the plan is to have first and then have the wish list and see how we can go forward to it, either by regular maintenance or by special item. But right now,
we can't build the roof before the basement, sure.
So what's blocking the Viterbo thing, or is that not something we don't want in public, or what do you think, Florian, or where will we at?
So basically, Viterbo is running. The contract has been signed like three weeks ago. They are working, so it's in progress. Basically, we wait for them to deliver that. We have sorted out the VM issues so they get a place to work on our infra, and basically, we wait for the results to be delivered. That's the status, so.
Thank you.
Is there a deadline or something or so? To have something.
Let me see. There was. Let me see if I can quickly pull that. I don't remember from the top of
my head. Well, from what you can recall, Brian, it's not that important. Just a curiosity, really. If you can recall it, I don't know. Otherwise.
This seems like a longer run thing, right? This is not going to happen instantly. But it sounds like we don't need to provision more money for this, or we do need to provision more money for this. What's the?
No, that's already been voted on. The part that we contracted, of course, has been already budgeted and approved.
I agree, but this is new stuff that what might want to be done there. So do we need to provision more money for this?
Oh, yeah, that would be. That's the part that once we have that thing running and we get an idea how that could integrate, then we'll go back to the charger and see. What it would take to do it. And don't say that.
Okay, so I'm just going to put I'm going to put a 20k euro budget in here, and we'll, you know, work it out, right?
Michael, if you look at the spreadsheet in line 23, right? In terms of numbers, there is a chunk of money left from what has previously been approved and signed. So line 23 on the project sheet. So it fits.
Good. So I think we don't need an
I don't have the deadline on top of my head, but I pull it out. So
basically, the numbers also add up quite nicely. So.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, what's next?
So I just added, because I put them to the list, Poodle and Modstrap items. If there is any need for discussion, either in the public or in the private call. If not, my proposal would be that Norbert and me from the infra side come up with a proposal based on the feedback we had from Klof, Sophie, and others. But if anyone has questions or concerns, you could share it up front. Those two proposals I sent with the Poodle development and the Modstrap development, where we have to decide how much we actually going to fund.
The infra budget, which was previously for hardware, is now going to be done for various bits of software consultancy. Is that right?
Me have to update the info budget anyway. So that would be my proposal. We just factor it in there, whatever we think makes sense, share with the board. But if anybody has concrete questions, you can ask them now. Otherwise, I'll talk to Nova what makes most sense and where we should make the cap to have a sensible info budget.
So yes, I'm not particularly happy.
The infra reflected only at the beginning of the year what was already spent, essentially. And I separated the extra spending we will be doing this year. And that's why it's not in that number. But there will be because we're adding new service and new hardware and stuff like that. So there will be an infra budget on top of the ongoing operation.
So I'm pretty nervous about putting €50,000 chunks like MozTrap proposal into another bucket that the board doesn't see that then is approved elsewhere. I think spending of that kind should be, well look, this is what it says to me, MozTrap proposal, which has increased significantly in cost, it says Norbert and Florin to turn this into an info budget approval.
That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is to clean up that page based on what we really spent, what is already committed to, and what is left discretionary to continue to spend or to scrap. We'll separate those to make clear what part of it you can decide to reallocate or not, and then we'll put them in a list of, as you say, to vote for. We're not going to make budget decision there, not in any of the projects. The part I was just talking about was the infra budget, which is a different story, which has nothing to do with the project.
Yeah, that's my wording was not optimal. That's what it basically meant, that Norbert and me talk what bits of the offer we want to take and come up with a proposal. I'm not trying to hide that into the big infra budget, but that we sit together and see what makes sense to fund and what not.
It's really hardware rental or buying of hardware and DNS and that's it.
Yeah.
There is no project.
Yeah, I'm completely up for that. Yeah.
Could just be hardware and DNS. Yeah. Hardware and low, you know.
Well, hardware did we buy or we rent, you know, but hardware. And in this, there is also the hosting, the DNS fee, and that kind of. But that's really, really infra none. There is no hidden project in there at all.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay, so that would be the agenda for the public call, as far as I can see. Nobody has further questions in public.
Sounds good to me. Anything else? Any other public
almost proposals? Everything we spend on that show up on the asset column in the balance sheet, by the way.
So it's free. It's not even spending. Just
No, it's just converting money into some other asset.
I love it. I love it. Except for the Amazon spend, I guess, which is, looks like that.
Yeah, well, we didn't spend much on that, actually. Try to be cheap on that.
Cool. Okay, any other topics, Marina? Any last words before we close the call? You're muted, Marina, I think, which makes it harder to hear you.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. Yeah, the proposal, but I don't know if we have something to discuss in the public call.
I don't think we have anything else to discuss in the public call.
Yeah. So
you should just do a roll call.
You can skip to the private one.
Okay. We didn't vote on anything, I don't think.
Thanks.
Right.
See you in a bit. iPhone line up.